Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a RAG flavored mid bass layer with chopped vinyl character in Ableton Live 12, designed for a drum and bass drop. This is the kind of layer that sits on top of your sub and gives the whole record attitude, movement, and that old school jungle pressure without wrecking the low end. The big idea here is simple. The sub handles the weight, and this layer handles the personality. Think of it like a vocalized bass phrase that got caught on a dusty dubplate, resampled, and tightened up for a modern DNB mix. It should feel human, rhythmic, and a little rude. Before we touch sound design, build the context. Start with an 8-bar loop around 174 BPM. Lay down your kick and snare first, then add a chopped break layer for energy and texture. Don't overcrowd it. We want enough room for the bass to answer the drums, not fight them. In ragga and jungle-influenced DNB, the groove lives in the conversation between the break, the snare accents, and the bass phrase. Now create a new MIDI track and load operator. Operator is great here because it gives us a clean source that we can shape before we destroy it a little bit. Start with a sine or triangle on oscillator A. If you want a little more bite, bring in a very quiet square or a saw on another oscillator. Keep the amp envelope short. We're not making a long sustained bass, we're making stabs and chops. A good starting point is a decay somewhere around 120 to 250 milliseconds, with sustain at zero. That gives you a note shape that already feels like a sample chop. For the filter, keep it low pass, and somewhere in the 700 Hz to 2 kHz area depending on how bright your notes are. Add just a touch of drive if needed, but stay controlled. The goal is rude, not messy. Now write a simple ragga style phrase. Keep it syncopated. Offbeats work really well here. Try hits on the one, the end of one, the three, and then a pickup into the next bar. You're aiming for something that sounds like it's talking back to the drums. Not too many notes. In this style, space is part of the groove. Here's where the character starts coming alive. Put auto filter, saturator, and either drum bus or a transient shaper after operator. If you want a bit of extra grit, you can add redux very gently, but don't overdo it. The filter movement is a big part of the vibe. Small cutoff changes on repeated notes can make it feel like a chopped sample being pushed through old circuitry. On auto filter, try a band pass or low pass shape with some resonance. That resonant edge helps the bass feel vocal-like, almost like it has consonants in it. Then use saturator with soft clip-on and a few dB of drive. You want the note to speak harder, not just get louder. If you use drum bus, keep it subtle and use it more for punch and density than obvious processing. At this point, think in two envelopes. One envelope is the synth note itself. The other is the playback shape of the audio after resampling. That second envelope matters a lot for the style. The chops need their own trim, fade, and timing personality. So now print the phrase to audio. Create a new audio track, route the synth into it, and record a bar or two. Once it's audio, start editing like you're working with chopped vinyl. Cut the phrase into short slices. Move one or two slices slightly ahead or behind the grid. Keep some slices a little longer than others. That unevenness is what gives it life. If you want a really authentic old-school feel, reverse one tiny fragment before a snare pickup. Add small fades to avoid clicks. Nudge the volume of individual slices by a dB or two so the repeats aren't identical. You can even drop the pitch of one chop by 1 to 3 semitones to create that warped dubplate feel. This is where the sound stops being a synth line and starts becoming a chopped sample. Now let's build the vinyl character. Add vinyl distortion, auto pan, and frequency shifter if needed. Keep everything subtle. We're not trying to make it sound broken in a gimmicky way. We want mechanical dirt, slight instability, and a bit of chew. Vinyl distortion can give you that needle dirt texture. Auto pan can add tiny motion, but keep the rates low and the amount low. Frequency shifter is great for a very slight warble, almost like playback drift. If the layer starts getting too wide or unstable, pull it back. This kind of bass should stay disciplined. Use utility if you need to narrow the stereo image, or keep the low mid centered with EQ8. Then upper harmonics can carry a bit of width, but the important rhythmic body should stay solid. Next, carve the layer so it lives where it should in the mix. High pass it so it stays out of the subzone, usually somewhere around 90 to 140 Hz. Cut any boxiness around 250 to 450 Hz if it gets cloudy. If it gets harsh, tame the 2 to 5 kHz area. And if you want more voice-like punch, you can add a narrow boost somewhere around 700 Hz to 1.2 kHz. This is a really important mindset shift. If you have to crank the fader to hear the character, the sound design needs more harmonics, not more level. A good ragga mid bass should feel loud even at a modest volume, because the harmonics are doing the work. Now bring in some rhythmic movement. A light sidechain compressor from the kick or snare bus can help the layer breathe with the drums. Keep it gentle. You usually only need a few dB of gain reduction. You can also automate tiny volume dips before snare hits instead of relying entirely on compression. That often feels more musical, especially in ragga and jungle-inspired arrangements. If you want the bass to hit harder on smaller speakers, consider a second harmonic support layer. This could be the very quiet wave-eatable patch, an analog layer, or another operator instance with a more filtered growl. Keep it narrower and more controlled than the main chop layer. This support layer is there to give the sound chest resonance, while the resampled chop carries the personality. Now think about arrangement, not just loop design. A lot of great sounds fall apart because they never evolve. For a 16-bar drop, try introducing the main phrase in bars 1 to 4, then add an extra chop or octave punctuation in bars 5 to 8. In bars 9 to 12, strip it back a little and let the drums take more space. Then bring the more aggressive version back in bars 13 to 16. That rising and falling energy keeps the drop alive. You can also use automation to make the section feel bigger without adding more notes. Open the filter slightly in the last two bars before a switch. Increase vinyl dirt at the end of a phrase. Throw a small delay on one chop before a fill. Or reverse a tiny tail into a snare pickup. Little details like that make the listener feel the edit. A few extra coach notes here. First, make the edits feel human. The human part of this sound comes less from the synth and more from the chopping. Tiny timing nudges, uneven slice lengths, and near-miss placements make the bass feel alive. Second, use contrast. The cleaner and more stable your sub is, the more expressive this mid-layer can be. Don't make both parts compete for the same job. Also, imagine the bass as a vocal phrase. You want clear consonants. Think attack shapes that feel like K, T, or CH. That's the attitude. If the whole thing turns into a mushy low-mid blur, you've gone too far with the processing. And always check it quietly. A good one should still read at low volume. If the rhythm disappears when you turn it down, the harmonic balance needs work. For variation, try alternating two chop personalities. Make one version drier and more staccato, and another one more smeared with a slight tail or dub echo. Swap them every 4 or 8 bars. Or use a question and answer pair where bar 1 is tighter and bar 2 is looser, maybe with a pitch dip or a reverse slice. That's a great way to get movement without writing a whole new bass line. You can also create a broken tape version for transitions. Print a second pass with a little more pitch drift, a bit more degradation, and slightly less top end. Save that for switch-ups or turnarounds so it feels special. Here's a fast practice challenge. Build an 8-bar drum loop at 174 BPM. Program a simple 2-note bass phrase in operator. Process it with auto filter, saturator and drum bus or vinyl distortion. Resample it to audio. Cut it into several slices, reorder one slice per bar, and add one reverse chop plus one pitch drop chop. Then high pass it, check it in mono, sidechain it lightly, and automate one filter move and one dirt change over the last bar. When you listen back, ask yourself three things. Does it answer the drums? Does it still feel like bass and not just texture? And does the chop tonal character add attitude without clutter? The final takeaway is this. Keep the sub separate. Let the mid layer carry the ragga identity, resample and edit it like chopped vinyl, and arrange it in phrases so it feels like a real D&B drop with tension and movement. That's the formula. Clean low end, rude mid range, and enough human swing to make the track feel alive.